Hello, again. Welcome back. Thanks for pressing play. It wasn't difficult, was it? But I do appreciate you taking the time to listen, so thanks very much. Today is Miss Jules' JK Rambles, which just bodes well for me because I like rambling. So this is going to work out just nicely. So I'll just get on with it and I'll save my... if I waffle, I waffle. It's, you know, you're just going to have to deal with it, aren't you? Right. I usually just read the top five, but I want to do this. The sixth one is quite cheeky. I quite like it, so I'm going to read it anyway. So it's a cheeky little bonus, innit, eh? Cheeky little bonus. Right. If men had pussies, they would no doubt brag on the width and depth of their holes. I like that one. Yeah, we would. I've got a massive hole. My hole's huge. It can fit a right big cock in it. Oh, what's yours like, Dave?
Well, my hole is brilliant. I've got it all shaved and that, and it's like, it's really big. I had a really big black cock in it last night.
So I've gone too far, haven't I? I should have stopped. Okay. They say when life gives you lemons, but what if life hands you a rather large banana? It's a banana. What then, my friend? What then? What are you going to do? Good point. Atheism has slowly evolved into a religion, a church of non-belief, complete with its own unique brand of fanatics and bigots. Make of that what you will. Indeed, thought-provoking. I like it. It's not God I dislike. He's cool. It's certain members of his fan club that rub me the wrong way. Again. Good point. Well presented. I've learned that you just cannot make someone fall in love with you. All you can do is stalk them and hope they panic and just give in. The old grind is down. That's, you know, works. Okay, top tweet. I may look calm, but in my head, I've killed you three times. I added the laugh. She didn't type the laugh. I added the laugh. So I just made it a little bit more dramatic. So there you go. Those were the top tweets of a JK Rambles. And I rambled them. Ms. Jules, wordslinger, insomniac, foodie, your worst nightmare, autistic, opinionated queer, lover of the arts, your biggest champion and worst critic, forever jonesing for more. There you go. If that doesn't make you follow her, then I don't know. You must be completely stupid, because she writes gold, ladies and gentlemen. And you other people that fit into your own subcategories. Go. Go forth and follow. Or go fifth. Whatever, just go.